Hello, I'm Patrick Ryan, and this is a guided meditation. Please do not listen to this while driving or operating equipment or doing anything that requires your full attention. This is the series, Peace, a 7-day path to happiness. This meditation is for episode 4, Forgiveness and Flow. A soft space to release what you've been carrying and to allow peace to move again. Let's begin. Find a quiet place to settle, where you can sit or lie down with ease. And just allow your body to begin to arrive. Allow your breath to find its own rhythm. And slowly, gently, allow your attention to drop inward. There's nothing to perform here, no one to impress, only a homecoming, just you being with you. Take a deep breath in and exhale softly through the mouth. And again, inhale. And as you exhale, just let your shoulders fall. Let the jaw unclench. Let the belly soften. Let yourself be here. Let yourself be held. Now bring awareness to your chest, to the area around your heart. You don't need to name what's there, but just notice what it feels like. Is there openness, tightness, numbness, tenderness? Whatever you find, meet it like a friend. This is the doorway to forgiveness, not a demand, but a presence. And now, in your mind's eye, picture a small stream. A gentle, flowing stream of water. It moves slowly and steadily over a smooth stone. This is the river of your being. This is your life force when it's free to move. And now, imagine that something is blocking that stream. A rock, a log, a dam made of old stories. Something in you holding on. Perhaps a resentment, a hurt, a long-held memory that still lives in the body. You don't need to solve it, but let yourself feel it and say softly and inwardly, "This has lived in me long enough. I am ready to let it flow." You might not know how. You might not feel ready. That's okay. Forgiveness does not need to be instant. It needs to be honest. So simply begin with willingness. I am willing to soften. I am willing to loosen the grip. I am willing to flow again. Let's go deeper now. Bring to mind someone or something that still holds a charge in you. It could be a person, it could be yourself, it could even be life itself. And imagine you're writing a letter, not to send, but to free. In your heart, begin with the words, "What you did hurt me, and I've carried it long enough." Just let the feelings come. Let the words form. Let it move through you just like a stream. There is no need to rush. The letter can be short. It can be silent. It can be just a breath. But then, when you feel the moment, say this: I release this now, not because it didn't matter, but because I do. Feel those words in your chest, in your spine, in your breath. And now picture the stream again. The dam is loosening. The flow is returning. You're not denying the story. You're unbinding yourself from it. You are saying, even this, I will not let it freeze my life force. Even this, I choose to stay open. Let the stream run free again. Let the body relax into the current. Forgiveness is not a single act. It's a rhythm, a return. So even if some part of you still holds back, that's okay. Let it stay near. Let it observe. Let it feel your courage. Because the choice to forgive is a choice to live fully, freely, now. Take a breath. Place your hand gently on your heart and say inwardly, I choose peace. I choose flow. I choose to loosen the hold of what no longer serves me. And just let that be true in whatever way it can be today. Let the peace come in like a stream, like a rhythm, like you, remembering who you are beneath the burden. You're not what was done to you. You're not your regrets. You're not your punishment. You're the one who can flow again. As we come to close, take another breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and come gently back to the room. And let the energy of forgiveness stay with you. Wherever you got with this process is where you got. And have forgiveness and compassion for yourself for all of that. You can return to this rhythm anytime, any day. This is the gate that opens to peace, to happiness, and to you. This is Patrick Ryan, and you can always meet me at metamorphity.com. Because this space is about us, all of us, finding our way home to ourselves.